recording, and now podcast audio is also recording. So now it looks like everybody's recording, everyone's recording, everything's recording. No Facebook Live. Tired of the video going Nintendo. Catch the videos on winecellarmedia.com.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
I lost my rhythm on it. Alright. WineCellarMedia.com is where the fuck you can get this gosh darn video and look at it with your eyes. Oh hoes, I say, myself. Right, William J. Black Ass Motherfucker, aka Dark Skin Nigglesworth, and Phoenix Kaleeder, the uppity negress.
Hi.
Follow on the Twitters, 2 P's. 2 T's, 2 S's, the uppity negress on the Twitters. You want to follow who Chino XL follows? Uppity negress. You want to follow who Margaret Cho follows? Uppity negress. You want to follow, who the fuck else?
Talib Kweli.
Talib Kweli. Wait, who did I say first?
Chino.
Chino XL, Talib Kweli. Who else?
David Hildebrand running for Senate in California.
David Hildebrand running for Senate follows Phoenix Kaleeder.
David Wolf running for Congress in Chicago. Out of Chicago.
David Wolf. You want to know who David Wolf gets his ideas from? Follow Phoenix Kaleeder. Who else?
A Progressive Army.
You want to know who Progressive Army is to the right of? Follow Phoenix Kaleeder.
Chicago Democratic Socialist.
Chicago Democratic Socialist. Of McMurica?
Yes.
They follow Phoenix Kaleeder?
Yes.
Alright, where do they get their recipes? Phoenix Kaleeder. Where they know how to fucking, canning? How they can tomatoes. They got that from Phoenix Kaleeder?
Yes.
Nobody fucking follows me.
Because you're never on Twitter.
Like, 240 people follow me, and they're all just people from Facebook that follow on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
I think the only reason I even follow you is because I retweet stuff I put on the website, because it loads as automatic tweets.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, look at this news story.
Yeah, like, oh, look at this guy. This guy's really on it. Who's this William J. Jack? Because some white dude had William J. Jackson, so I had to be William J. Jack. And he doesn't even tweet. He fucking motherfucker, fucking white man always taking my shit.
Should have been Petty Jack Boots.
No, I will not have boots in my name.
Petty Jack.
Nah, because the petty thing's too fashionable.
It's too fashionable.
Too fashionable.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it might be cool, but it's too it's cool to be petty.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to I put an argument behind it, like the people that you call petty or that call themselves petty, they're not being petty. they're giving up. They're being reasonable. They're reasonably responding to the oppression they're under.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Cause some niggas is just petty.
Oh, excuse me. Skippy flip chop dibbity boop bop ba doo. Where's the Jew? All
right.
Right here. You're one of them. Allegedly. The fuck, there's a fucking hole in the knee in my pants? God damn. All right, I be working, man. I'm gonna get myself some pants for Christmas.
Yes.
Some work pants. Nah, I'll get them fucking next year. Let's see.
That's not even that far away, though.
What, next year?
Yeah, that's like a month and a half away.
Yeah, it could be. Alleged.
Allegified. So you have been told.
You're an allegiator. So I have been told. Gusty Renegade. I need to actually do a nice segment just critiquing his bullshiggity.
Yeah.
But I'd have to actually pull some audio clips.
Yeah, I'm actually planning a Cardi B segment. It's going to be awesome because I'm going to get hate mail and I don't care.
We don't get hate mail. We get reasonable critiques. We certainly do.
I can't wait for the reasonable critiques about my
full voice.
I can't wait to get the reasonable critiques of my reasonable critique of Cardi B's feminism.
Oh.
It's going to be fun.
Well, is there like a briefing of it? You got anything or you want to hold on to it and keep it secret?
She's being hailed as a feminist icon. I'm not feeling it. I think what she represents is not feminism, or at least not feminism as it should be.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's, I think my synopsis was, because, you know, she's hood, because she came up poor, she's, breaking down the gatekeepers to success, but the problem is there shouldn't be gates either.
And a bunch of niggas that didn't come up poor are in favor of this. Like,
yeah, well, they like her because she's, the wild, crazy friend. Like, that thing. Like, she says bitch a lot, and she says nigga, and she cusses, and her nails are, wild. Like, that's why they like Cardi.
Apparently, they don't know what the fuck performance is.
Yeah, right, that's the thing. It's like, she's a reality star. Like, anytime there's a camera in front of her, she's performing.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so that's the thing, is people are like, oh, well, but, you know, she's, fuck respectability politics. She was a stripper, and, fuck, she says she's a hoe. Like, fuck respectability. Like, I get that. But at the same time, the only reason y'all like her is because she came up and made it, and now she's rich. She's like the hood trash version of Michelle Obama, right? Like, started off poor, and now we're here.
Wait, her family wasn't poor?
Well, that's the rumor.
Bullshit!
That's the rumor.
She...
Yeah, so that's a... Cardi B's taking down the gatekeepers! Well, but what if there were no gates?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
But they don't fucking want that.
They don't want that. They're still very invested in the classism and the capitalism. Just, it's that equal opportunity bullshit where everybody has bootstraps. I mean, you might still die and fail, but if you make it, you can be one of us.
Don't Corbell me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, fucking... Yeah, I sometimes wonder why some niggas follow us. What for? What? We're not for you. Fucking...
I think it's because we're, honest. And people wish they could be as honest, but they're so invested in whatever facade they have created that they can't be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fucking smart, man.
Thank you.
I'm just pointing out fact-based facts. Fucking nice names for places. Red Bluff, California. Was that where someone found a whole bunch of fool's gold? I don't know. Red Bluff, California.
Oh, I assumed it was probably a site of some Native American massacre or something.
No.
Yeah.
Native American indigenous folks.
Yes.
Alright, so it's in California. It's called Red Bluff for some reason. And a, somebody, went ahead and pulled himself out a freedom protector.
Yes.
And he saved liberty.
Yes.
From being tyrannized by four people.
He did.
And wounded a number of others at random. It's not at random anymore. I'm pretty sure there's a schedule we could set to this.
Oh, actually, this one is only called random just because he didn't have a specific target. Like, he drove around to different places.
Oh, he was... okay.
People, yeah.
He's just playing Grand Theft Auto with it.
Basically, that's what happened. Yeah. Yeah.
Alright. And this was on Tuesday, and it was at, like you just said, multiple locations in rural Northern California, including an elementary school. before the police fellers shot him dead. Two hospitals said they were treating seven people, including at least three children. None of the children were killed, the Tehama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnston said. And the shooter, who has not been officially identified, was fatally shot by the police fellers after engaging two overseers who returned fire at an intersection in the community of Rancho Tehama Reserve. Maybe Red Bluff might just be what you said. All right, the Rancho Tehama Reserve. And that's about 130 miles north of Sacramento. This is a quote from the same person. All right, we really don't have any idea what his motive was at this time. What up?
So they haven't released his name and there's no motive. What does that sound like to you?
Oh, fucking mentally ill lone wolf.
Absolutely. Gotta be.
Jubidoop-doop-doop. He said the first calls of the shooting came in around 7:52 in the a.m. and it was all over in around 45 minutes. Damn, 45 minutes. That's a long time to be discharging ammunition from a firearm.
Yep.
Shit. During the rampage, the gunman fired into an elementary school, he said. One student was wounded at the school, and another child was shot while in a car being driven by a woman who was also wounded.
Shit.
That's how I yawn, because I'm normal. Yeah, fucking, quote from the same old police feller Johnston. He said, it was very clear at the onset that we had an individual that was randomly picking targets. Now, shit, this motherfucker continues. Quote, essentially, with this individual, after the initial shooting, he has reportedly took a vehicle and went on a shooting rampage throughout the community for 45 motherfuck minutes.
But only killed four people. Like...
what? Okay, give me the confidence of a...
mediocre white man.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Gee, and look at the confidence he had. Said, I'm going to shoot for 45 minutes. And easily I could take about 1,000. Got four. He didn't even break double digits. He didn't even get half of 10. Like, he's not even... right, this nigga ain't... you're not even getting into the decimal system, nigga. Oh. God damn. God damn. He didn't even get 10.
He didn't even get 10. Didn't and get he had 45 five. Minutes.
He got 4. Nigga, you got 2 twice. You got a double date. Like, what the fuck?
It's a McPick 2.
A McPick 2. That's what he got. That's it. That's not even all the fingers on a hand.
It's not.
You didn't even get a whole hand. You don't even have Thing from Adam's Family.
You don't. And this is the thing with it, too, is like, oh, all you need is a good guy with a gun, and, you know, it's like, no, y'all are not as, y'all fucking think you're gonna come in this shit like fucking Chuck Norris, like you're in the fucking Expendables, and you're gonna do all kinds of cool, you're not. You're just not.
Yeah. Just go back to Europe and shoot each other there. Shit. Fucking doobadoop skip dot flibbity do. Essentially, with this individual, we covered that. So Brian Flint told the Record Searchlight newspaper in the city of Reading that his neighbor, who he knows only as Kevin, was the gunman, and that so they just said he wasn't officially identified.
Well, he hasn't been officially identified by police.
No.
Also, So there's a movie about a kid who, like, I think shoots up a school. The name of the movie is We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Kevin McAllister?
Whew.
That kid would grow up to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, there's probably some people young in the crowd. there's an acting fella named Macaulay Culkin. If you are younger, maybe you've seen Party Monster. There was a point in time when... he didn't look like that. And he did three child, I don't know. Well, he did My Girl as well.
Yeah.
But My Girl wasn't really hitting. But
it was very popular with a lot of people, though.
Oh, the one where he got stung by the bees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he did a film called Home Alone and a sequel called Home Alone 2, where it's wonderful because you get to hear Joe Pesci threaten to shoot a kid in the mouth.
And Donald Trump is in it, in a cameo.
Holy fuck, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy from the show Get a Life, and it's and he gets left behind by his whole fuck damn family as they go on vacation trips, and then he's just home alone, and antics ensue. All right, so that's what happened. So whenever we say Macaulay Culkin, you young motherfuckers know that.
Right, and then of course his other movie.
Oh yeah, The Good Son.
Yes.
The Good Son is a... Now, go watch that. You haven't seen The Good Son. Don't also, go watch that. Sit down, have a wine, watch it with one friend.
Yeah, also Elijah Wood is in that movie.
Young Elijah Wood. They were both kids, and yes, they both put it the fuck down.
Which is, like, kind of sad looking at them now, because they're about the same age. Like, one does not look like the other.
Well, Macaulay, you know what? And when I look at his face now, and I look at his face as a kid, you realize, because now I have my adult brain on it, and I'm like, oh yeah, that kid was gonna, they was gonna grow up to be a weird looking white person. There was no saving that. Like, and then you look at the other members of his family, they all just have a general dog face. Like, they all look like injured Cocker Spaniels, all of them. That's a weird looking family.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to go look at his family now.
Yeah, the Culkin family is some weird looking folks. Tangent over. Holy shit. Yeah, so he only knows this guy as Kevin. His name's Brian Flint, only knows this guy as Kevin, who was the gunman, and said that his roommate was among the victims. Ugh, jeez. He said the shooter also stole his truck. That's not funny. Okay. and he uses ableist language, quote, the crazy thing is that the neighbor has been shooting a lot of bullets lately, hundreds of rounds, large magazines. We made it aware that this guy is crazy and he's been threatening us. Wait, so he's just been shooting in the ground, shooting bullets in his backyard?
Probably shooting targets in the backyard.
Jesus Christ. Continuing. Authorities have recovered a semi-automatic rifle and two handguns after the shootings in the rural subdivision, described on its website as a quiet, private country community. Mm. The people are friendly and the pace is relaxed.
Yeah, well, if you can only shoot four people in 45 minutes, that is very fucking relaxing.
That is a relaxed pace. God damn, you suck ass. Little teenagers at Columbine got a bigger body count than you. You are a fucking failure of a white man.
Whew.
Right? God damn. White men do so much more damage. Look at climate change and then look at what you did.
Four.
That's why only we're covering it. You're not making real news. You're making wine cellar news.
Which is funny because it was originally big news. They're like, shooter's on the loose. And it was like, and then they're like, oh, only four people died and he's dead. And then it kind of...
Yeah, that's that was outstanding sound effects for what happened. Oh, and it's video, so people get to see your gesticulation.
Oh.
Yeah. Doobie-doop, scoop-doop-doop. All right, Janine Quist. That is Janine, right?
Yeah.
Why is it? Fine. Spell it however you want. G-E-A-N-I-N?
Yeah, Janine.
Janine. Janine Quist, an administrative assistant with the Corning Union Elementary School District, said no one was killed at the school with kindergartners through fifth grades. Okay, so they're on the middle school system. The middle school system is a way to save money because you don't have to buy, like, football uniforms and shit.
Right.
Yeah, man. They're basically saying, we're going to the middle school system. Fuck them kids.
Fuck them niggas.
Don't forget, also, I think we've done that about three times on the program and have not explained it. There is an album called Attention by a vocalist named Bone Crusher, and he has a record on there called Back Up Off Me with some of the most interesting lyrics you ever want to hear. Go check it the funk out. All right, so, Jimmy Sabatino.
Yes.
Which is almost like you're saying Saturday.
You gotta do it like with the New Jersey mobster accent.
Am I even fucking good at that?
Good enough.
Now, fucking
Jimmy.
Good enough.
Hey. Hey, Jimmy.
All right. So con man Jibby Sabatino says he can't keep himself from committing crimes. I wasn't ready. Oh, shit. All right.
This story gets better. This is a good story, man.
Who wrote this shit, man? Okay, con man Jimmy Sabatino says he can't keep himself from committing crimes, even when he's locked up in prison. Sabatino pleaded guilty to running a $10.4 million fraud from inside his... $10.4 million? And then this other motherfucker can only hit four people while... Nigga. Now that's a white man for you right there. That's a real criminal-ass white man.
Woo.
Take notes. Alright, so Sabatino pleaded guilty for running a $10.4 million fraud from inside his cell at the Federal Detention Center in downtown Miami earlier this year. Sabatino will serve his time in the notorious Supermax Federal Prison in Colorado and be banned from having any contact with anyone except his stepmother and two attorneys. He asked for special restrictions that would prohibit him from having any kind of contact with other prisoners and from calling, exchanging letters, or speaking to anyone else. The judge sentenced him to the maximum punishment of 20 years in prison and recommended he be locked up essentially in solitary confinement at Supermax. She also imposed the special and extremely unusual limitations on his ability to communicate with the outside or inside world until such time as the defendant demonstrates that his communications no longer pose any kind of threat. Sabatino, who was associated with the Gambino organized crime family. Oh, shit. The Gambino organized crime. I thought that was movie shit. I didn't know that was a real thing.
Oh, yeah. Gambinos are real.
Those are actual people. Yeah. I could have swore that was just some movie shit or some shit that rappers said.
No, Gambinos and Gotti's and all of that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Teflon Don.
Yeah, I thought that was some movie shit.
Oh, no, that was Gotti. That was Gotti.
Oh, man, I thought those were just a whole bunch of movies I never watched. All right. So Sabatino, who was associated with the Gambino organized crime family, is also prohibited from communicating with any member or associate of the mafia.
Which is fucking weird, because you think if you were in prison, that would already be an automatic prohibition?
Yeah, or that the fucking, or that the guys in the mafia don't want to fucking talk to you. They don't want to get pinched. Fucking, this shit continues. So Sabatino speaks for himself. I don't apologize to nobody, is what he told the senior U.S. District Judge Joan Leonard when asked if he had anything to say before sentencing. As far as the government is concerned, they allowed this case to happen. They should be embarrassed, he said.
You've pled guilty. You're going to Supermax solitary confinement for 20 years. Like, you want to say something? Like, I ain't apologizing to nobody.
And you're going to blame them for you committing a crime. Hey, you got an incompetent government? You let me do it. So Sabatino, who spent most of his life since age 19 in prison, persuaded two federal corrections officers at the detention center to provide him with a total of 5 cell phones, 1 Samsung, and 4 iPhones.
This nigga got 4 iPhones in prison. Nigga, I'm paying off my iPhone right now, and this nigga got 4 in prison.
4 in prison. This is top shelf white manning right here. The white mannery of it. The white mannery glands, if you will.
Oh,
the officers lost their jobs, but have not been criminally charged.
Blue Lives Matter.
Sabatino then used the phones in a scam in which he duped luxury retailers into sending expensive jewelry, watches, and other items to his associates. The retailers were told the items were on loan and would be featured in music videos and promotional videos that were being shot in Miami.
Which is also like, how did they get you in prison? How the fuck do you have that much time by yourself to fucking do that shit? Like, they don't have cameras, they ain't got guards, nobody snitching.
The last one. fucking, The items were never returned and instead were sold and pawned by Sabatino's allies, who sent some of the money to the prison to his prison commissary account. Some of the money went to the mob, while some went to the co-defendants, investigators said. Now, Sabatino, who ran the fraud with the Gambino family associates, another inmate, two women who lived in Broward County, and some other helpers, obtained close to $10.4 million worth of items, as well as accommodation and other services from luxury hotels, according to his plea agreement. Now, Sabatino admitted he used the cell phones in his cell to call and send texts and emails posing as employees of Sony Music Entertainment and Roc Nation, which was founded by Jay-Z. His... Woo.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah.
This is the whitest man. Fuck it. He is so determined to get this money, he is willing to say that he works for a fucking moolie. Like, he will say that to get money.
It's wild in these streets, man.
His associates hired limousines and stayed at luxury hotels in Fort Lauderdale, South Beach, and Atlanta, according to court records. Now, Sabatino was ordered to pay full restitution to more than a dozen businesses, including Van Cleef and Arpels Jewelers, Plagget Watches, Jimmy Choo, and
Manolo.
I will not be associated with any of those words.
But also, like, it's $10 million. How the fuck is he going to pay that restitution in solitary confinement
it's
for the next 20 years?
It's $10 million they know of. The government allowed this to happen.
That is, like, the best excuse for committing a felony ever.
You should have done a better job of preempting me. You knew the mob existed. Why haven't you fucking killed us all yet? Because we cut you in on the action. And
white.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. They cut them in on the action. Ah!
Ah, you hit me in the forehead. You're a forehead hitter.
What the hell?
Yes. Hola.
Oh, my goodness.
Que paso. All right, motherfuckers. And yeah, so he's going to prison.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in Supermax. And he's going to commit crimes
there,
too.
You got to put his, you got to do his lawyer's statement at the bottom.
Oh, my goodness.
Wherever that is. Okay, oh, yeah.
Huh, okay.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if this is the...
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got to start there.
All right. So, Sabatino's attorney, Joe Rosenbaum, and Kimberly Avocado. Acevedo said that Sabatino has told them he wants to change his criminal ways, but has been unable to do so.
Didn't this nigga say, I ain't apologizing to nobody?
I don't know. So, Rosenbaum said, he can't control himself. He said he does it because it's fun and because he can do it because he beat the system.
Nigga, you going to solitary confinement for 20 years. You ain't beat nobody.
And he said he's going to sit in a cell alone with the television. He can have reading materials, but he'll be sitting in Colorado for the next 20 years without ever seeing a mountain. Why is lawyer clowning him? What the
Probably because his lawyer was like, I tried to get you to do all kinds of stuff and get your sentence lightened, and then you had to stand there and say, I ain't apologizing to nobody. They should have never let me do it.
And then there's this shit.
I think we should save that one for tomorrow, because this is like some of the whitest on white crime that has ever happened.
Nah, we should do it now, if I'm too tired. Yeah. Because yes. This week I'm definitely going to break 60 hours this week. We just don't know if it's how much above 60 it's going to go. So I'm really, I'm just rocking out in the workplace because the wine cellar ain't paying that much yet. Yes. Stephen Jonas of Palm Harbor, Florida, is a man. Is a white man.
Yes.
Doing what he gotta do. What it's saying, the Bill Burr Show, F is for Family. Sometimes a man's got to do what a man does.
Yes.
And sometimes you need a rifle to do it.
Yes.
And sometimes you can't be doing this shit at 2 p.m. You can't do this shit at 11 a.m.
No.
3 a.m.
Yes.
Not Saturday.
No.
No, not Thursday.
No.
Fuck no. Not even on a holiday.
No.
Sunday, nigga.
Sunday.
Morning.
Yes.
And so he got the shooting, and one of the bullets struck a neighbor's backyard, but no one was injured, according to a statement by the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. Now, deputies set up a perimeter around Jonah's home and evacuated the neighbors. Why? Because people heard gunshots at 3 a.m. on a fucking Sunday and said, holy shit, yeah, he's probably white, but we almost got hurt. Our lives matter.
Yes.
Pinellas County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman told the ABC News that police attempted to use a PA system to get Jonas to come outside and surrender, but Jonas had apparently fallen asleep for 8 hours and not heard the police on the PA system, the spokeswoman told ABC News. How you start a shootout and fall asleep?
I can't get over the fact that they were outside his house with the bullhorn for 8 hours. Trying to get this nigga to come outside and he was asleep.
God damn. Nigga can't even reach for his wallet. Nigga.
They just stood there for 8 hours. No communication back and forth. No dialogue. They didn't try to get in his house. Like, clearly this was a white man. They didn't try to come in his house. Nobody called the SWAT team. They didn't do the fucking flash bang grenade shit.
8 hours is over 30% of a day. Like, for someone, that was literally their whole shift. They clocked in, went there, and clocked out. That was their whole day, was that house. All right. A further search of the home turned up... deputies were finally able to connect with Mr. Jonas, a 51-year-old who was impaired when he walked out of his home and was impaired.
He was impaired.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's up? Shut up. I think he was fucking hammered. So he was impaired when he walked out of his home and was taken into custody without incident, according to the police statement.
8 hours on the PA system. Is that not a fucking incident after shots were fired at 3 a.m. in the morning on a Sunday? Is that not an incident?
No. Now you gotta talk them down. No matter how long it takes, by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's like the cops were Bernie Sanders and this guy was trying to extend the Bush tax cuts. They said, we'll go for 8 hours. Some folks may not know, because MSNBC didn't tell you, when Obama, the black Democrat, extended the Bush tax cuts, Bernie Sanders did an 8-hour filibuster trying to stop it.
Yes.
Huh. Man, problematic.
Very.
So the further search of the home turned up many other weapons that the spokeswoman described as at least 15 rifles, handguns, one shotgun, and 1,300 rounds of ammunition. All were confiscated as evidence, she said. So the spokeswoman also said that Jonas possessed more than 30 grams of marijuanas and over 30 grams of pills that were believed to be Xanax.
And that's how he managed to sleep through a PA for 8 hours.
Yeah, Xanax, man. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been some years, but that shit'll put you on woos. While in custody, the spokeswoman confirmed that Jonas was cooperative and allegedly told deputies, that's almost a, all right. He was shooting rats in his backyard. What? All this started because he was...
Yes.
Well, basically, he was... doing what Mitt Romney said, shooting vermin.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, shot at rats, caused a police standoff that you fucking slept through, and then stepped out of the house impaired, and turned yourself in without a struggle. Alright.
Yeah.
He faces one count of shooting into an occupied dwelling, as well as felony possession of marijuana and felony possession of a controlled substance. Oh, the Xanax.
Yeah.
And that's from the spokeswoman. And he was brought to the Pinellas County Jail, but posted bail the same day. The spokeswoman said, I know you want to hit more, but I gotta go to fucking bed.
Yeah, that's okay. It's, well, how long did we go for, though?
Millions of hours.
Millions of hours.
Thousands of gazillions.
Thousands of gazillions.
35 minutes. Woo! PayPal.me. Hey, PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. You don't want me working 12 hours in the factory. Fund the wine cellar. Get me the frack out of there. Mm-hmm. Whoo! All right. Have a fuck'em damn one.
Yes.
So I'm not turning off of Facebook Live, so I'm going to hit stop right here on the video. Boom. Yeah.
Or you could just say, have a nice day like a normal person.
Fuck no. Fuck no.
You are so abusive to our listeners.
I don't even be seeing them niggas.
Okay, fuck faces. Go fuck yourselves.
No. No. No one ever says that. I am the fresh cat when I step on y'all niggas' domes and heads, nigga. Now you motherfuckers wanna phone the feds. Caught me slipping? Probably not. Now your ass is laying down and all the chalk gets an outline around your fucking carcass. That's what you get for starting shit. You got hard with this and so we spark the clip and leave y'all motherfuckers dead in the darkness. Darkness like my skin tone. Nigga, they used to call me Skinny Slim Bone. While I crept up through the block. Wine Cellar Media.com.